It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's going to replace Farhan Zaidi. About a half hour press conference. He got into a lot. Obviously didn't get specific about a lot of things, but I think what's official, Goo, is we are embarking on a new era of Giants baseball, and that's got to be exciting for the fans after the last 6 years. 10 if you count the four before Farhan Zaidi.
Yeah, no doubt. And the fact that, you know, what stood out to me, Stani, is he said he wanted to make more memories. Talked about the fan base, the community, all of it. And I guess the first piece of business, forget Snell, is he's going to hire, or they're going to hire, a GM. So I'm eager to see who that person will be. But, you know, he didn't wow me with his words. You know, he's not a rapper, but he spoke his piece and got the okay from his wife, Stani, and he's about to embark on trying to turn this thing around. But I did like hearing, because I believed him, when he said it's about memories. It's about, you know, the community, things of that nature, holding players accountable. So we'll see how it all pans out.
888-957-9570 is the number. You just heard the Buster Posey press conference. He's the new president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants. We're obviously going to be talking about that a lot today. Coming up in 25 minutes, we're going to reach out to Chris Rose of the Rotation podcast. Also, he's with John Boy Media. He's an NFL Network host, but he's a big baseball guy. Also, Bobby Evans going to join us, former San Francisco Giants GM. He's going to come in at 1:15.
Bobby.
But right now, if you want to react to the Buster Posey press conference, it's the time, 888-957-9570. And one of the themes that I felt like I kept hearing from Buster Posey was he wants his team to be prepared. He wants them to be fundamental. And to me, that's always kind of code speak for maybe he didn't think this team was very prepared or buttoned up over the last year or two. And that's the first order of business. I mean, if you were Buster Posey, what would your first order of business be with this team? Now, I know tangibly it's going to be hire a GM, but Bob Melvin's not going anywhere. Buster Posey's going to be here for 3 years. So if you're a Giants fan, what do you want to see Buster Posey jump out of the gates and do? 888-957-9570. Goo, you got an answer to that? Or
yeah, mine starts with what Buster talked about, and you mentioned it. His theme was it's on the players, and it's kind of funny that if you are right and you're on to something and he wants the players to be more prepared or accountable, that was Melvin's job last year. So, you know, if it didn't go the way that Posey thought it should have, you know, I'm just saying you could place blame at the manager's doorstep, and I don't think that would be too far-fetched. But to answer your question, my first piece of business in hearing Buster speak, Stani, is you got to have the horses to win the race. And Blake Snell is a horse. He talked about, you know, what Bob said, how he looked the last 12 starts or whatnot. Phenomenal. So to me, that's putting in work right away, is to see if they can keep Blake Snell in town.
To me, it feels like the one thing they're really trying to do here, and I wouldn't be surprised if some of Buster Posey's hires are former players that we've heard of,
yeah,
but they're obviously trying to make a reconnection to their past and the three titles from 10, 12, and 14. I don't think it's any secret that when Farhan came in to be the president of baseball operations. He wanted to kind of move this franchise forward, and it didn't play well with the fans or with the people in the organization that were used to doing it a certain kind of way. I think that the Buster Posey hire, what they're looking for is a way to go back to more of maybe a familial type atmosphere, maybe relying more on chemistry, relying more on teamwork and all that kind of thing. But the one thing that I think also if I'm Buster Posey, the first thing I'm doing is showing up to work every single day and being the exact kind of person that I was for my entire career. Because what became obvious over the years with the Giants is that Buster Posey, despite not having a loud voice or an emotional voice, was a leader in that locker room and or clubhouse. And it took a while because respect takes a while to be earned. But there's something about Buster Posey where when you're in a room with him or when you're dealing with him, Goo, you know you're dealing with not only a class act, but somebody who knows baseball, a gentleman, someone who's respected. And guys like that tend to elevate the people around them because they know that they're going to be held accountable. And so to me, the first benefit of having Buster Posey as your boss, as the figurehead of your organization, is that he'll be able to set a tone. Just by walking into the office and talking to people and having conversations. And I think that's the one thing they want to get back to.
Yeah, and he was the face of a modern-day dynasty, Donnie, 3-5, and I'm with you. But what I got is I got Joe Lacob vibes. And the reason I bring up Joe Lacob is he talked on these airwaves, Donnie, about a group, and he talked about others, and it wasn't just, you know, his decision. And Buster said that at every turn today that I felt like subliminally, Stoney, it's going to be a group effort. They're going to hire a GM, and there's going to be others at play. And what you just brought up to me is how far does he reach back in the past to get guys and gals that have been successful during that run? What are they doing now? Are they available? Will they be a part of it? But for you to talk about presence and you know, just having that respect element, I mean, this is why I love the hire when it was announced yesterday and knocked me out my seat. But I guess, Donnie, and I'm not grading because I'm no teacher, that was Buster Posey the player too, you know? He wasn't uncomfortable, but he laid out his vision. But I don't know why, you know, I wasn't wowed with the words, and I don't want to be wowed. It's about, you know, the bottom line. Who are you going to get in here to help you solidify this team and actually close deals and get players in here? And another word, the A word came up, Stoney, analytics. Like he said, basically, I'm paraphrasing, they'd be a fool now with all the information not to have that be a part of their regime and what they're going to do in regard to decision-making, but like a balance of it.
888-957-9570. You guys just heard the Buster Posey press conference. He's the new president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants. First order of business is hiring a GM that he's going to work with. What did you think of the Posey press conference? How excited are you to have Buster Posey right now leading the San Francisco Giants into Buster their next year?
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.